April 10th. Present at the committee are Representative Munoz, Representative Book, Representative Johnson, Representative Millett, Representative Kawasaki, myself, Chair Edgman. The purpose of today's hearing is to consider or continue our consideration of House Bill 266. As always, we ask those of you on the phone to, those of you in the audience to turn on your cell phones, turn off your cell phones. And we do have a CS for us, House Bill 266. At our last meeting, I objected for purposes of discussion with the committee's consent. I would like to remove my objection and thus adopting the CS formally. Is there any objection otherwise to doing that, not hearing or seeing any? We now have the CS in front of us. We do have the bill sponsor staff here in the audience. Ben, do you want to come up and we'll see if there's any questions? For those of you who might be able to hear us, we are unable to hear you because we don't have our legislative information person here in the room, and we don't have equipment set up just yet. That is expected to take a few more minutes. But in the absence of not having our two-way communication here over the teleconference network, we are going to sort of start the meeting and get as far as we can, hoping that the LIO individual will join us in the process, and then we can commence with the public testimony. So, committee members, we have the bill sponsor staff here, and we do have a committee substitute in front of us. Are there any questions or comments on the legislation at this time? Representative Johnson?
Ready for a motion?
Well, I would like to ask the sponsor.
Please, Representative Book.
There's a lot of opposition to this bill, and it seems to come from a variety of sources. I was wondering if you had any extra or additional comments on some of the pushback on the bill.
Through the chair, first, for the record, my name is Ben Mulligan, staff to Representative Stoltz. Regarding, the opposition, in large part, I believe the sponsor, this is more of a policy call on how you would prioritize, the fisheries within Alaska, who, in times of shortage, who would get a priority. And I understand that, by doing this change, it changes how things would go. And obviously that would upset people. But I know Representative Stoltz feels that having, the ability for Alaskans to go out and access their resources for consumption is important, and that's why he brought the bill forward. And now it's up to the committee to feel whether or not that is a worthy thing to pass on.
If a follow-up person, Booth?
Yeah.
Then we'll go to Representative Munoz first.
In a reallocation such as this, it would seem to me you're inviting litigation from the onset. The value of that versus the change. This is, rather draconian in manifestation of a change. I could see where this is going to invite almost instant court case, and from a very varied group. It looks to me like the state is putting itself in a way of some huge burdens as far as court cases are concerned. I was just wondering if there's some sort of a way to offset some of those costs.
Mr. Mulligan?
Through the chair, that is something definitely to look at. I could not give you an answer off the top of my head on that.
Okay.
Representative Munoz?
Thank you. Doesn't the Board of Fish have the authority right now or the flexibility to allocate a certain user group?
Through the chair, Representative Munoz, I believe so. But Representative Stoltz believed that this was worthy of giving it a priority, and so he brought the bill forward. To clarify, that is as an importance.
But if I can, currently they're look at all, personal use sports and commercial, and they have the flexibility currently in the law to allocate accordingly, and this would restrict or require the board to look at a certain priority over the, you know, over the other two that we currently.
Through the chair, yes, ma'am.
Additional questions for Mr. Mulligan? If not, I'd like to ask Mr. Swanton to come up forward. Thank you, Ben. Charlie, can you put yourself on the record and maybe provide an additional response to Representative Munoz's question?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Charlie Swanton. I'm the director of Sportfish for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. If I understand Representative Munoz's question correctly, currently there is a priority for subsistence in times of shortage, and outside of that, all other uses are on equal footing with regards to allocation, and the Board of Fisheries does have the current authority to allocate amongst those various uses, Mr. Chairman.
Follow-up, Representative Munoz.
After subsistence, can they prioritize amongst those three user groups or not? It has to be done equally.
Mr. Chairman.
I mean, do they have the flexibility currently or not?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Munoz, I believe that they do have the flexibility.
Representative Millett.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Swanton, for being here on a Saturday. Can you tell me, has this issue ever been brought before the Board of Fish, and have they discussed it, and have they come out with any rulings or any recommendations on the personal use?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Millett, been around the Board of Fisheries for way too long. I used to have hair on my head. But that being the case, I have not been present when they have struggled with this issue. I do know that around the state, for some of the larger personal use fisheries, they have set allocations, such as, for example, for the Copper River fishery and the personal use fishery in Chitna, which received some attention of late, that there's an allocation for the personal use fishery of 100 to 150,000 sockeye for the participants there. So I'm sure that they have. I just haven't been present when that discussion has been had in the past. Mr. Chairman.
Follow up, Representative Millett.
And Mr. Swanton, did the Board of Fish make those personal use regulations by themselves, or was it legislative like we have in front of us? Were the Chitna and the Copper River both done by Board of Fish, or were they done legislatively?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Millett, the Board of Fisheries, that's under their purview.
Representative Millett.
So just to be clear, the decision to do the personal use for Chitna and Copper River was done through the Board of Fish, not legislatively?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Millett, I believe that is correct.
Okay.
And Mr. Swanton, there is some 40-some-odd personal use fisheries around the state. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that Director Helsinger for the Commercial Fisheries Division, I think he cited 80, but it is, without having the exact number on the top of my head or sitting in front of me, there are a large number of them, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I think clearly that goes without saying that this is one of the concerning aspects of this legislation would be that if enacted, that the Board of Fisheries would in theory be tasked with reviewing a great number of fisheries, having to redo a number of management plans, giving personal use fisheries a higher status, or giving them putting restrictions, giving rewriting the management plans with their restrictions placed on the other fisheries. I'm not saying that that would have to happen, because in terms of all these 80 or so personal use fisheries, the dip-net fisheries certainly are very few in number and are the most contentious. But we do not have a fiscal note on the legislation, or not a, a note that a fiscal note that could measure what the impact might be on the Board of Fisheries in theory, at least anyway. But any comment, Mr. Swanton?
Mr. Chairman, I think that your assessment is probably right on the money.
Well, committee members, and for those online who can hear us but are unable to actually connect to the meeting via the teleconferencing network, we have tried mightily, and as I say that, we have somebody arriving in the room, so we may actually have a LIO person in a hookup. We will. Okay, so we have probably a few minutes here until we actually get connected to the LIOs, those that are online at the moment, and the opportunity to commence testimony will take place at that point. Questions, Mr. Book?
Well, I...
Representative Book?
I would, yes, while we got Director Swanton here, with your experience, what would you anticipate would happen with passage of this legislation? Could you sort of give us an outline of that?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Book, in the past when I've tried to put on my Nostradamus hat and project into the future, I've been somewhat unsuccessful, except for forecasting salmon runs or escapements for the following year. I guess the one thing that we probably would assure that would happen would be that the Board of Fisheries would need to take a concerted look at some of the larger fisheries and the current management plans that exist and review those in light of the priority and the other uses. I think that's probably a fair assurance. Beyond that, I think that any sort of speculation would probably be somewhat erroneous at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Follow up, Representative Book.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This looks like a total revampment of priorities, and would seem to me that you'd have to work the process from bottom up, and looking at redesignating, compliance throughout our fisheries. So this, to me, is no small change. This is taking one of the processes considerations and putting it at the top, whereas the federal government has considered a different priority. So I was just hoping that you could at least give us some sort of an idea of the process of what would happen. That's all I'm asking.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Book, I guess maybe the easiest way to go would be to isolate a fishery, such as, since we've already mentioned the Chitna fishery on the Copper River. Maybe I could just walk through what likely would occur, which, because there's a variety of means with which the Board of Fisheries could bring something like that back in front of them out of cycle. This may in fact be one of those cases. So for example, they would publicly notice that they were going to deal with readjusting priorities within the personal use fishery, as well as a review of the Copper River fishery, commercial fishery, as well as the subsistence fisheries that are involved with those same stocks, as well as the sport fisheries. And so whether it be in cycle or out of cycle, they would take a look, open up the entire management plan, and walk through that plan to make sure that the appropriate changes were made such that the priority would be recognized. I would say that it probably would not be a small undertaking, given that that management plan has been in existence for the better part of, we'll say, 15 years or so off the top of my head, and the number of uses are pretty well entrenched with regards to the current status. So beyond that, I think that, again, we'd probably get into a realm of speculation that I'm not uncomfortable with, Mr. Chairman.
Well, we're just a couple of minutes away, apparently, from getting the LIOs connected. Charlie, would you, to phrase the question a little differently, do you see a need for the legislation?
Mr. Chairman, so much for waking up early on a Saturday morning.
By the way, did we tell you welcome to the committee this morning?
I guess I'd leave that up to your legislative body's decision on that and the people of the state of Alaska, Mr. Chairman.
Well, are there any more questions for Director Swanson from the Sports Fishing Division? Not seeing any. I'm going to ask if we could recess here just briefly until we get the sound system hooked up, and if members could stay close by, I would really appreciate that. So we'll recess the meeting for a moment. Given, number one, that we have not been able to successfully connect our teleconference network, and thus we are connected at this point, we have approximately, again, to repeat myself, just a limited amount of time here until we all need to disband and go to additional meetings. We've had this bill for, I believe this is our fourth hearing at this point. We have a tremendous amount of written testimony. We have also taken a limited amount of public testimony at an earlier meeting. And committee members, this bill does have a number of other committee referrals. I think we all know that today's April 10th, session ends April 18th, with a tremendous amount of other things going on in every committee, if in fact they're even hearing bills at this point. I would ask the wishes of the committee at this time.
Mr. Chairman, I think we should move this and vote it up or down and send it on its merry way.
Is that in the form of a motion?
Mr. Chairman, it will be soon, now that seeing you didn't shake your head violently, no. Mr. Chairman, I would like to move CS for House Bill number 266, version E, I think we're on version E, out of committee with individual recommendation and attached zero physical notes.
And I will object. Representative Johnson, committee discussion.
Call the question.
I would like.
Never mind.
Representative Millett.
Thank you. Well, I have been very aware of the personal use fisheries that have been granted around the state through the process of the Board of Fish. I'm a little uncomfortable with doing it legislatively. However, I understand that the Board of Fish sometimes gets busy with other things, and sometimes personal use does slip through the cracks. I have an enormous respect for the Board of Fish, and I feel a little bit out of balance with taking over the allocation job of the Board of Fish. I also understand that folks in South Central want to be able to access a resource, and I do believe that resource is owned by everyone throughout the state. And so since we have over 80 personal use fisheries around the state, this would be another one. I think that I'm willing to support it going to the next committee to have a little more work done. I'd like to find out a little more information about why this hasn't come before the Board of Fish, whether it's the busyness of the Board of Fish, or because it didn't get on the agenda, or it hasn't been vetted correctly, but I'm willing to move the bill to the next committee, and I have talked to the committee co-chair, and he said that that will be one of the topics that they bring up in the Resources Committee, and I'm comfortable that he will do a thorough job vetting what the problem was with getting this issue through the Board of Fish. So with that, those are my comments.
And for purposes of clarification, Representative Johnson, can you restate your motion?
Yes, I would. I would like to move CS for House Bill number 266, version S.
Version S.
So as in Sam.
Noted by the recording secretary, and I will maintain my objection.
And I would like to speak to the motion, one, just very briefly.
Please, Representative Johnson.
I certainly don't disagree with anything that Representative Miller said. I think it is my contention and belief that the greatest use for a salmon in Alaska is on the table of an Alaskan family. And that's what I think this bill puts in place, is that when there is a choice to be made, that the choice is that the Alaska family, a valuable protein, especially as the economy turns a little bit and we go down, seem to be our unemployment's going up at a fairly regular state, that protein on the table is has to be one of the top priorities for the use of our fishing game. And that is primarily, I've been very consistent with that throughout my career and even before. And so that is the reason that I will support moving this bill on. And hopefully, if it doesn't have time to get through, at least the Fish Board of Fish will see the seriousness of it and take a look at it, and that there will be more proposals. And I've seen proposals that have never come seeing the light of day. I've been through the books and reams of books and they're all numbered, and you go through and you see a lot of proposals that address this in some form or fashion that never seem to see the light of day. So that is the reason I will support this moving on, and we'll try to expedite it and try to get it on the floor, and maybe we can get it over to the other body. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Johnson, before we go to Representative Book, I've had misgivings about this bill from the start. I've made my views known to the bill sponsor. I think he's aware that this bill is controversial, that it is potentially far-reaching in terms of its implication for the Board of Fisheries, of course, in terms of their individual determinations of the person whose fisheries run the state. But it's also far-reaching in the sense that we have the best managed fisheries in the world right now. We have a fisheries management policy that's based on science, that's based on consensus, that's based on a fairly well-funded department. It's based on having a Board of Fisheries in the Constitution. And I think it's quite clear that the Board of Fisheries also has the authority at this point to do what the bill wants it to do. And case in point was the board considering the subsistence determination of the Chitna dip netting fishery just a short 3 weeks or so ago. And you know, the bill would ask that that the Board of Fisheries place restrictions on all the fisheries before restricting personal use fisheries. And I think by anyone's measure, that is a pretty draconian measure to take. And for that reason, you know, I'm in opposition to the measure. And you know, I guess I would close by saying that I have, again, talking to the bill sponsor and talking with his staff this morning, I've made it quite clear that I would be very open to continuing this discussion next session, and that those Alaskans who rely on the personal use fishery to fill their freezers and use it to get their salmon and their other fisheries around the state certainly have the right to do so, and I support that. But in terms of placing their priority over sports and commercial fishermen at this point, I think is premature and deserves certainly a lot more debate and not at this time. So, Representative Book and then Representative Munoz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My concern with the legislation as written is that the requirement of reallocation is going to incur a great deal of litigation. I think the cost is going to be considerable. There's no fiscal note on here. There's no way of compensation overlook on those kinds of. I think that this bill as written is an attempt to give notice, and I agree with the notice. I think there should be some careful considerations for those user groups, of which my constituency is a major component. However, due diligence and proper caretaking of the state's fiscal opportunities require me to have a huge reservations on consideration of something of this nature. I cannot responsibly support the undertaking of something like this without the consideration of what the cost would be.
Representative Munoz.
Thank you. I think the process has been good. I think we've definitely achieved better public awareness about the problem, but I really do think that there's a lot more work that needs to be done on this issue, and this is the committee with jurisdiction over fisheries issues. So I would hope that we could continue working on this. I know we're at the end of the session, but I really do feel strongly that we need to have a better product before it moves forward. And in my own district, I've heard from many, many people on this issue, and I haven't received any supportive comments to move this bill forward. So I'm very, very concerned about inserting legislative direction into the Board of Fish process.
Representative Johnson.
In closing, in terms of legal challenges, we're right now under a legal challenge to give a priority to a commercial fish group over a personal use fishery. There is a lawsuit in place right now. The way the law is in place now hasn't stopped lawsuits to go the other way. So I don't know that this bill passing is going to change anyone's attitude about lawsuits. If nothing else, I think it's going to magnify it and cause more lawsuits, because the personal, now you've got the personal use fisheries under attack in the Cook Inlet particularly. And I think this is one of the steps that points out that the legislature, I don't want to say disapproves the lawsuit, because that's not our place, but this will not, in my opinion, start or stop any more lawsuits that aren't going to happen anyway. They're already in works on the other side of the issue. I don't think it does anything for that. And in closing, it is a responsibility of the state to defend its citizens. It is a responsibility of the state to go to court when we are challenged. Anything less would be negligence on the part of us, the administration, and any other member of the body. That is one of the functions that we do, is to defend our citizens. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Representative Kawasaki.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Folks might not know this, but I'm a fisherman. I've been going to Chittenah dipnet fishery since I was a little kid, and I have fond memories of that place. And in fact, my dad actually passed away there while fishing on the beaches of Chittenah. And so this is a special situation for me, and the folks in Fairbanks are wondering why in the 90s and up until the mid 90s why we used to be allowed to catch five kings, and now we're only allowed one. And then of course the closure last year precipitated even more emails and calls to the legislature and particularly the Interior delegation members to support this kind of a bill for the 8,000 dipnet users from the Fairbanks, North Scarborough area that rely on this fishery to put food on the table. And I have some reservations about this bill, and I've made those comments known to both the sponsor and the chair of the committee. I would just like to reassure that the members who have some objections and reservations about this bill consider allowing this to be moved on to the Resources Committee, where we can talk about some of the resource allocation issues. And, you know, we've had four hearings on this bill, and I understand it's a 90-day session. We didn't maybe get all the public testimony we would have liked, but I would stand firm that if this bill does go to the next committee of referral, the House Resources, of which Mr. Representative Johnson, Representative Edgman, and I are members, that we can hammer out some of the problems, I think, that at least get another pair of fresh eyes on the situation. And so if there's folks that are objecting because we haven't heard maybe all the testimony or that they're maybe not sure, I would ask that we get this bill moved along on its way to resources and that we can discuss some of those issues with members here on this committee and then with the rest of the membership of the Resources Committee.
With that, committee members, everyone has had a chance to weigh in on the issue. For those that are now online, we apologize greatly for not being able to have you hooked up earlier. And given the waning days of session being upon us, this bill has been before the committee a number of times. We have been able to fortunately take testimony from a few of you online. We have also had your written testimony in front of us for some time. And we are now at a point where the committee, there's a motion on the table to vote the bill up or down. And so with that, committee members, Kelly, can you call the roll?
CSHB 266 as amended. Representative Kawasaki.
Yes.
Representative Booth.
Passed.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Keller is absent. Representative Miller.
Yes.
Representative Munoz.
No.
Representative Buchanan pass.
No.
Chair Edgman.
No.
I have three yeas, three nays.
With that, the motion to move the bill to committee has failed. And not seeing any additional action before the committee, let me just say that before we finish up today, that this likely is our last meeting unless we have maybe a Senate bill or two to take care of in the last sort of moments. I'll consult with my staff aide to make sure that that's not the case. But with that, we will adjourn the Fisheries Committee meeting at approximately 10 o'clock.
And move.